Welcome to Grown Ups Are Lucky, an auditory diorama passed on to your brain through your marvelous ears, harnessing all of today's magnificent podcast technology. Every episode, an artificial replica housed in exactly 250 words, brought to you, the faithful listener who desires a brief literary moment, read to them like a baby who is hooked on the abstract and the absurd, a baby who cries like a spoiled little baby, until it is delivered a short story that often only makes sense when one is in a drug-induced liminal state of consciousness. Today's episode is titled Reach. A boy runs toward the light of an open doorway, hoping for a mother, a flower in her hair, a smile on her face. There she is, casting a 9-foot shadow. Stumbling past wooden train parts discarded along the floor in an outburst of architectural madness, little Samuel reaches puberty by the time his mother scoops him up and takes him outside, where the sun pierces through rain clouds. Samuel gets an after-school job delivering items shrouded in cardboard. Sam scrolls through photos of wild predators caught on night cameras, while a coworker named Tony rants on the rigged nature of all systems. Shadowy schemes involving two-dimensional moons and men not being allowed to be men. It sounds like bullshit, but so does the stock market and health insurance. A willowy goatee arrives as Samuel is dropped off at college. His dorm room smells like old sandals. Mother texts him pictures, all of wet stones. Winter becomes endangered. Rains disappear. Technology connects everything. A person can overhear every uninteresting conversation at once while ordering lukewarm dinners from the toilet. Samuel drowns out the noises with marriage and children, tantrums and ice cream cones, children giving dogs terrible names. Pizza, a terrier with a passion for moving vehicles, dies, and Princess Pancakes is never the same. Friends start dying. Causes described as aggressive, invasive, and untimely. It becomes impossible to hear the music that was once warm and imperfect. Now it's all algorithms. The nurses, the meals, the linens, all data-driven. Thanks for listening. Today's story was some kind of time-lapse bullshit. That's what we overheard Roger, the recently terminated intern, saying behind our backs. Well, Roger, you just wait and see if you don't experience some lapses yourself in judgment, memory, credit card payments, and employment. Shit is lapsing in every direction, bro. And also, who asked you? We told Candy in HR about Roger, and she said, well, he does have a point. The podcast often appears to be overly focused on time and death. And we thought, fuck you, Candy. But we didn't say it because she does a great job and has a bunch of children. Or maybe it's just animals she fosters. We don't know, because we don't have the time to ask Candy personal questions about her life, even though we do have the time to play games on our phones and watch videos of strangers making grotesque party dips out of canned items and spray-on cheese. We told Candy that time is like a canoe that is really uncomfortable, and if you don't paddle, yes, it does go slower, so maybe you do then have more time, but after a while, your ass starts to tire of that hard bench you were sitting on without any back support. And she said she had to return to some paperwork, clearly blown away by our powerful analogy. And now that nobody else here is listening, we have to admit that all we think about is time. Roger was right, the prick. We are drowning in time while it is also slipping away. Two things are both true, and we're not even sure if we believe in time in the first place. Like, if somebody told you there was a finite amount of sky, would you believe them? Or would you just be annoyed because you wanted to enjoy your morning bagel and not think real hard? And you weren't even looking up there, and then some person felt the need to drop some kind of metaphysical trivia on your ass? When you only wanted to watch people walk by in the morning light and think about their shapes and movements without having to bother with speech or language until 9 a.m. at the earliest? The important thing is, we are glad you are here with us, for what we think is a fairly thoughtful length of time. I mean, we try to keep this brief because nobody has done enough research on the health consequences of listening to so many strangers record themselves talking about things that are almost never worth your time. And also, we presume you were doing something else while listening, which would make us feel better about taking any of your time. Although, at the same time, would it kill you to do a few activities where you aren't trying to get anything done? And we don't mean like watching reality TV, but more like laying on your back in a field and listening to the grass and the fallen acorns. If you do it enough, we guarantee though not in any way that leaves us financially accountable, that time will expand. Whether that's a good thing for you, we can't say. But any time you can avoid today's all-encompassing snare of marketing schemes and ad campaigns, you grow younger and lose wrinkles. We promise. Goodbye. If you love this podcast, tell someone you love. If you hated it, tell someone you hate. We're not picky. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Reproduction of all stories is strictly prohibited without express permission from the author.